Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, again, in overdrive, David, very touching. I should have gone to callers earlier, but we had a guest on. Finishing up any points you wanted to make about being reunited, you know, even though this daughter that's half your wife and this other man, but now you have five children with her, she didn't get rid of the baby. I would imagine that daughter means as much to you, even though you're not genetically her father, as the other children. Is that right?
That's right. I mean, she's one of my own now. I mean, I drive a truck for a living, and she lives in Texas, has two beautiful daughters. I get to go down and see them frequently, and we just always get to go out, eat dinner, and have a great time. I know her, adopted dad. She had two adopted brothers. So, I mean, she had a wonderful life. I mean.
And chose family and now community and now the brotherhood of humanity, the sisterhood of humanity, the togetherness, choosing life. God bless you. Wonderful story. Amazing. Jason in Missouri, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. How you doing, man?
I'm all right, brother. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
All right. Yeah, I'll be quick. I got two quick stories and a plug. First one is when my mom and dad first got together when they were teenagers in the 70s, she got pregnant. My grandpa forced her to get an abortion. And a year later, she got pregnant again and had me. And all these years later, every time her or him would talk about it, they'd just start breaking down crying. And she's all messed up. And she finally, when she forgave herself and realized she was forgiven, she goes to the abortion clinics and stands outside and gives her testimonies to the girls that go in there or on their way in there hoping to stop them.
Well, that's what you've got to do. You've got to, for people that have been involved in it, it's key to get God to forgive you, forgive yourself, but then you got to fight it. And that's why they're going to lose this dehumanization fight, because so many people, after they do it, almost all of them turn against it later. Or they become hardcore Satanist, hardcore feminist, who are anti-woman, anti-human. I mean, it's just incredible. Gloria Steinem, all these pigs who have all these kids and everything, and are they just want everything for themselves. They think more humans means less for them. They're just scum. And I really appreciate your testimony. Anything else?
Yeah. I have five kids of my own, and my last two, the doctors kept trying to tell me, first one said she didn't have no arms and was going to have kidney problems, so we should get rid of her. And we was like, well, we'll just see what happens, and she's healthy. And the second one, they tried to tell us she didn't have arms or legs. And we had her, and she was healthy.
Yeah, no, that's something they do a lot now, if you go into evil doctors or evil facilities, is they'll lie to you, hoping you'll kill the kid. Yeah, there's a lot of deception going on.
And then the next, right quick, we have a group on Facebook. It's an InfoWars kind of group called United States Militia. And what you do, you can get on there and get linked up through the files to your individual states and meet like-minded patriots to get together to support your local political leaders. If you don't have any, find some. And
very, very exciting. People should check that out. I'm going to do more Overdrive at 20 after. So I'm gonna give everybody, thank you, Jason, because I've got to get to Anthony, Peachy, and James, and then that'll be it. But they've been holding, so I'm gonna stay here to talk to them and maybe a few others. 800-259-9231 to briefly tell your take on abortion or your experience. Very touching, very powerful to talk about these human stories. We should open the phones up about people on SSRIs. We should open the phones for CPS stories. Though I just can't handle it because I empathize and I know how it works and I just can't handle it. I've got to have some of my own selfishness involved. That's the thing, man. I do this so much, folks. It really does get to me at a fundamental level. And I'm not whining about it. I just, I start thinking about it. I've done those shows before, and I just... We're going to come back after this break. And I got some other news. There's a story, fastcompany.com. It's up on drudgereport.com that ties into the robots, how they're turning humans into robots with the video games, making it the ultimate killing machine. And the Pentagon admits this. We're going to talk about it on the other side as well. They're selling us a culture of death.
If you're a baby boomer or senior, please listen closely to this important message. Politicians in Washington are quietly plotting to decrease your Social Security payments drastically, and they want to do it soon. In fact, despite rising prices at the gas pump, grocery store, and doctor's office, retirees have received a mere 1.3% annual increase to their Social Security checks. Meanwhile, food stamp recipients have seen their payouts increase over 30% under the Obama administration. That's shocking. So when we stumbled upon a weird trick that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security checks, we knew we had to share it with you. To get started, simply go to MyBenefits311.com. Yes, it's true. You can take simple steps that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security payouts. Newsmax says MyBenefits311.com is a critical resource for anyone over 50. Go to MyBenefits311.com now. That's MyBenefits311.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you don't love humanity, if you don't love the innocents, if you can demonize and dehumanize children, little babies, and say, kill kids up to age 3, kill all the handicapped. Notice it's the same state that says it loves the handicapped and is politically correct and don't call them disabled, don't call them handicapped. And, don't talk about black issues because you're not black, or don't talk about white. It's all about shutting up and being afraid, and information is bad and keep your mouth shut. We're being dominated. We're being beat over the head. And they've redefined everything. I forget the name of the medical procedure in cows. I did it quite a few times, off and on, probably all total about a year plus. I work for a large animal vet. I do it on some summers, and then one time I got sent down there for about 9 months. I basically didn't go to school for a year because I was getting fights like every 3 days, and it was insane. Because, I'd beat this guy, start a fight, and I'd beat them up, and then their older brother would come and find me, and they'd pull into a Sonic, and two guys jump out of a car. Like, kind of gang stuff, and I didn't even realize it. I was a kid. Yeah, I was too stupid. But I don't know why I just went off into that story. I tell stories, and actually how the memory comes up, I tell it. But there was procedures. I guess I could call Jess Adkins and ask him the name of that when you'd try to save the calf when it was breech birth or whatever going in, but you didn't call it an abortion if it died during the procedure. And then sometimes the people's dogs that were sick had come in that were pregnant. And, they'd say, sorry, the puppies are going to die, or they're sick, or they're malformed, or you know, whatever, and it wasn't even called an abortion. He just went in and removed them. Again, in that case, yes, this birth is growing outside your uterus and is going to kill you. It's not an abortion. But I get the pro-life thing of don't even give in to that. But my heart tells me that's okay. The issue, and I go with my heart, my conscience. God put it there. God says no. You know, with medical science, woman's going to die. Baby's outside the uterus. I forget the name of that as well. I'm not a doctor. What's it called? A tubal pregnancy? Yeah. And there's another one, too, where it's not just in the tubes. It actually gets it. But the point is, the problem is then they lie, though. It's a Planned Parenthood city-affiliated deal, and they'll tell you your kid's a tubal or whatever when it's not. So there's also that problem. You need to get second opinions on things like that. But if it's an emergency and there's hemorrhaging or whatever, and I forget the name of that medical procedure on mammals, but particularly humans, because you don't usually know or do the... I don't want to digress. I said I'd go to your calls. I'm just kind of wargaming this out in my head that if a woman's got hemorrhaging at 4 months or 5 months and they go in, you know, obviously the woman's going to die. You got to remove the baby. And then so it's just a miscarriage, basically. The baby's unviable. At 4 or 5 months, it dies. Nobody's guilty. The doctor's a hero and the nurses are heroes having to look at that. Let me tell you something, folks. I've looked at dead puppies and kittens with rich people that can bring them in and have emergency surgeries. And I've looked at dead horses, baby horses, and I've looked at dead baby cows, and I don't like that. I could not sit there, even though you're saving lives, and be around dead babies. I mean, I'm telling you, I'm a wimp. And then those doctors and people have got, they die young, 55, 56. It's stressful on the heart, folks, to be that type of professional. And I admire people like that, quite frankly. It's just that it's all a big cop-out, folks. If the woman's hemorrhaging, the baby's going to die anyways. It's not an abortion. Not an abortion. But they've defined, it's all deception. They look at each issue and decide, how do we manipulate this situation for what to make it not look reasonable? And then they go, oh, you know, you can't ever have, you know, even for the woman's life, just both of you are supposed to die. Like you're out in a covered wagon out west or something. I'm done talking about it. Let's go to Anthony in Florida on abortion. Thanks for holding her on the air.
Hey, Alex, what's going on? Great topic today. I work with kids at a hospital, a children's hospital, and I've been there for 3 years now. And there's a lot of things that you see when you work with kids that you don't see outside. You know, if you're not working with these sick kids, if you're not working, you know, with the kids with, you know, cerebral palsy or, you know, cystic fibrosis, all these horrible diseases, and how they're fighting for their life, you know, growing up, some of them are 14, 12 years old, 14, 15 years old. And they're on all these, you know, painkillers and all these medications, and they're just fighting for their lives. And I listened to the show, and you know, it's just all these kids that were most likely just regular kids were going to have a regular life, growing up, have families, you know. They're all gone. You know, it's how many? How many have died from these?
Well, that's right. We fight to keep disabled children alive, and the eugenicists say get rid of them. But the old-timers said once you start getting rid of even the most, you know, deformed, hurt, painful kids, then it's going to be everybody. And that's now what it's leading to, because once you open Pandora's box, once you let the genie out of the bottle, it doesn't get put back in without hell on earth and World War II type stuff. And absolutely. Well, they're taking healthy, beautiful babies that in 100% of the time, unless the woman's a psychopath and the dad's a psychopath, if they could see their child at birth or at 1 year old, that parent would kill you. Imagine someone who's had an abortion and then you show up 5 years later, they've had another kid and the kid's 2 years old now. Okay, let's say they have an abortion. 3 years later, they have another kid. And then a few years later, you know, whatever, the kid's 3, 4, 5, whatever, you show up and you say, I'm here to chop your child up with a butcher knife. Or I brought a sickle and I'm going to cut him up. I guarantee you even a little wimpy dad would give you one hell of a fight trying to kill their kid. But it's the procedure. It's the government. It's Planned Parenthood. It's no big deal. It's safe and effective. There's no side effects. It's going to be no big deal. It's like going to the dentist. It's not a human. It's a blob of tissue on and on. And now they're like, yeah, kids up to three are a blob of tissue. Kill even healthy kids if you want them. The state's going to decide, though, a bioethics board, not a jury. Not a jury deciding on a murderer. No, no. A jury of brainwashed, anti-human hospital bioethicists. And again, some hospitals have a good bioethicist board, but a lot of them have really evil ones. And there's a revolution by these people to take over. God bless you. Very touching. And I think people that work with disabled children, again, talk about painful and talk about a struggle, but they're some of the most enlightened, informed, spiritually high people you'll be around who truly serve desperately ill children. But you see, I've seen children before they die, and they have their eyes burn like 10 times brighter in the weeks or days before they die of cancer and things. Man, you see that soul burning fiery and hot, and it wanted a whole future. And as you think about those little kids they're killing before they're even born, what about all the kids they're killing with the vaccines? It's claiming they're trying to kill them with the GMO, all the pain. They're never going to get to go to school. They're never going to have a girlfriend or a boyfriend. They're never going to get to have that joy of getting married and having kids and being honorable. They're just dead. They're soft killed by a bunch of globalists that enjoy hurting people. And that's why we got to fight the New World Order. We got to dig deep in our souls and throw every weapon we've got against them in the info war. And I'm telling you, when it comes down to the final equation and we beat these people with God's help, we've got to be very judicious about it. We've got to really make sure there's due process. But we've got to rout these people out and bring them to justice. And it's not a job, I'll probably never live to see it, but it's not a job that I think fondly of. It'd be like if I was, stepping on cockroaches all day long. I mean, I don't enjoy that. But I see one in the house, I step on it. And these people are going to have to be given trials, and they're going to have to be stepped on. And it needs to be an example to other evil people. Because they've been killing us far too long. Peachy in New Jersey. And I'm sorry, that's the last caller. I don't have time to get to the others. I apologize. Call me back tomorrow. Go ahead, Peachy.
How you doing, Alex?
Pretty good.
All right. I just wanted to touch on something. You and Adam Kokesh, I got a cell phone, a smartphone, and you guys really woke me up. I always known something was wrong in life. But until I started seeing about, the fluoridation of water and, what you're talking about, the abortions, it really woke me up. I have three beautiful children. I got a beautiful wife, and it's not a regret. Times are tough. But what I wanted to tell you about was, because of you guys, your inspiration, I decided to get my gun license. And as I was going to do this at the police station, I had to see the firearms officer. And the officer, right away, they make you feel like a criminal. I'm a law-abiding citizen. And, right away they want to know exactly where you live, before you even get the application. So I just wanted to let you know, we really thank you because we have to stand strong against these people. The establishment is making us feel like we're criminals, like you've been saying, wanting us to, with the children, get rid of them. I mean.
No, the government is run by evil people. I mean, let's just admit it. We're not going to fix it. We can do rear guard actions with Rand Paul and Ted Cruz and people, but you're not going to just paper over it in the regular political process. It's going to take a cultural shunning and revulsion for the system and a pulling out of support of everything you can. And again, it was the head cop of over the whole four county area that converged in the city of north of London. It's a big city. The point is the head cop came to dinner and he said, I listened to your show. He goes, and I disrespect the fact that you're at an establishment hotel owned by such and such, such and such. He goes, I'm not trying to make you feel guilty. I'm just saying, you really want to change this. What are you doing at this thing owned by a big, evil globalist company? And he listed who it was owned by. I went and looked it up. He was right. And I said, you're right. I just didn't really think about it. I didn't micromanage the folks. He goes, if you want to be free and do what you're talking about and have local systems and a community, you better start acting like it. You better start making decisions and being disciplined. And look, none of us are perfect, but I needed that rebuking. And I'm still not perfect. We just got to make a break with the system. We got to make a break with the system. We got to break with these people. We got to break with them. We got to break with them. We got to make a break with them and let them know it.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formula. Fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Coming up at the start of the next segment, I'm going to give the phone number out for your take on 55 million aborted babies, over a billion aborted worldwide, but 55 million aborted since 1973 in Roe v. Wade. And this week is the anniversary of that ruling. And I want to tie it into the future of humanity and tell you where humanity's going, where our species is being guided and directed to. At the start of the next segment, the most important information we could possibly cover will be discussed at the start of the next segment. But getting back to the former Virginia governor, Republican McDonnell, and his wife being indicted on federal corruption charges. He was a sports guy in good shape, and he was talking about making extra money endorsing someone's supplements. And they're claiming that violates ethics, and it probably does, but a federal indictment over that? I mean, why not a fine or making pay the money back? I mean, that's what they do if a Democrat gets caught. I mean, they had Congress, remember, with their own congressional bank, and none of them would, you know, ever put money in it. They would just bounce checks till it was millions of dollars apiece. But that was Democrats running that, so they didn't get in trouble there. And I'm just sick of them being above the law. And I watch Travis County and the district attorneys here and the grand juries here famously indicting Republicans in government all over the state and creating big national cases out of it over and over and over again, where they'll go, you know, indict Republican congressmen repeatedly for taking PAC money that's totally legal. And if you don't like that PAC money, you know, go change the law. The point is it's scary to see them go after people who haven't even broken the law, clearly, by every benchmark. And legal scholars around the country say, no, this is political persecution, hands down. And to know they're getting worse and worse and worse about it, that's a political purge, ladies and gentlemen. Meanwhile, the Republicans nationwide never do stuff like this. I mean, I can't think of cases, actually, where they're using grand juries at the state level to indict Democrats who hold federal office or state office. I mean, it's very rare. And it's so common with Democrats, I try to think about cases of it and my head spins because there's so many. I mean, all of you listening know cases in your area. And this is what they do. And I was told when I ran for a Republican as a state rep for about 2 weeks till I talked to lawyers and looked at the laws, and I was really serious. I was going to raise money, do the whole deal. I was starting to raise money. And the lawyers told me, listen, with the ethics commissions and all this, there's no way to do all this properly. There's no way to comply with everything. And even if you do, you are going to run against somebody in Travis County. They are going to try to indict you. And I was young and been talked into this by pro-life people and stuff to run. And I was already popular then. What was that, like the year 2000 or something? Wasn't well-known around the country. Was very well-known in Central Texas. And I'd also exposed election fraud and things, so they thought that, you know, I'd be the person to run. And then I started really getting into it, and I said, I'm getting out of this, because even if I want to follow all the laws and regulations, there's no way to be able to do this. And it's the same thing with Obamacare, with doctors and clinics and dentists. There's no way they can follow it and not break laws. It's impossible. It's written so they can selectively enforce who they want to go after. So my father was in medical management, managed 22 dental offices, and also was starting to manage medical centers. And Obamacare came in, and he's been offered even more money to stay in than he ever was. In fact, he's been offered double to stay in medical management, and he just said, no, I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. And he's semi-retired, does some work for us on vetting supplements and things like that. But this is the type of issue that is really destroying this country. As we convert from a free market system, we were never perfect, to a tyranny. Why don't Republicans not go out and do dirty tricks and, you know, indict people that are innocent? Why don't grand juries at the state level, when we saw grand juries go after Clinton for perjuring himself, I guess that's a case where folks got upset enough in Arkansas just by his corruption they went after him. I guess that's a case where you could say Republicans went after him. But kind of ragtag, you know, real conservatives that went after him and almost brought him down for lying in court depositions. Why not have some grand juries go after Obama and go after Holder? Because just the indictments of even state grand juries will absolutely bring down these criminals by throwing a spotlight onto them.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Folks, I'd like to hear from you out there on 41 years of abortion in this country. There are 5 million people aborted a year, roughly, worldwide. 55 million of them here in the United States since 1973. And what we're seeing is an abortion of the human species itself by the ruling class, by the establishment. They have made the decision to abort humanity as we know it. And I'm going to be breaking that down coming up here in just a moment. And I'd like to hear from you on that subject, on the subject of the technocracy. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Will you guys bring me in the print-off of Teddy Roosevelt's Man in the Arena? Thank you. Because I'm going to read that on air here in just a moment. But again, according to the WHO, every year in the world, there are an estimated 40 to 50 million abortions. Excuse me. I was saying 5 million from a factoid mess up there. This corresponds to approximately 125,000 abortions per day. And this should certainly be discussed. This is something that even if you're for it, we should have a societal discussion about the future of humanity and where everything is going. Simply incredible. And it ties into a whole host of other issues that I'm going to be covering here in just a moment. But I wanted to give you the quote by Teddy Roosevelt, the man in the arena, speech at the Paris, France, April 23rd, 1910. It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again because there is no effort without error and shortcoming. But who does actually strive to do the deeds, who knows the great enthusiasms, the great devotions, who spends himself in a worthy cause, who at the best knows in the end the triumph of high achievement. And at the worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be with those cold and timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat. And that certainly says it all. Now, I want to talk about this subject. It's a subject we discuss a lot, but I really want to focus in on it before we go to your phone calls at 800-259-9231 today. And I want to just go over a stack of news that I have here today. Going through the stacks of news, here's a constellation of articles that all tie together. One of them is from CNS News. Record 20% of households on food stamps in 2013. And, of course, you've really got 37-plus percent unemployment. That's in the news today. That's what economists are saying and breaking down. And soon we'll be like Spain, 50-plus percent. That's the globalist goal. And I'm going to tie this together here in a moment because this is what they've all said in their own books, publications, white papers. We've read the quotes here. But you've really got to grasp this isn't a pipe dream. They're doing this on purpose. And they believe they're going to build a better world on the other side of it. And I think you should know about this. And I think you should research it and discover it's true for yourself. And that it's now not some faraway situation, that things are going to start rolling out faster and faster and faster. Now, this article ties into this next one right here. This is out of the London Telegraph. U.S. Army considers replacing thousands of troops with robots. That itself is done in total psyop. They decided decades ago that by this time they would be beginning to phase out ground troops and phase out piloted, even by remote access by humans, drones. And the reports vary, but by 2020 they want all aircraft except for troop carriers to be autonomous, drone-operated, pre-programmed with a battle algorithm and run by a supercomputer that will direct it and make decisions. So this is beyond Skynet. And if you go back to the 70s, and this was in my book, 9/11 Descent into Tyranny, we actually show declassified Pentagon documents from 1991 calling it Skynet. See, the Terminator movie, folks, this isn't life-imitating art in the Terminator franchise from 1986, 1982, whatever year it came out. Maybe it was 84. Let's look up James Cameron's when that came out, just as a factoid. This is art-imitating life. And I told you, I talked to a Marine Corps colonel and others off record years ago, and they said, look, they're going to phase out humans entirely. 1984. The third guess was correct. Well, I mean, I knew it was 84. I had to place the memory. The point is that this is real. This is real. By 2020, no aircraft piloted by humans. All the new aircraft being made will be autonomous. You'll still have some of the old aircraft and still have humans on some of them, but all the new aircraft will not be involved with humans at all. And they will have basically, I told you, because after I was given this info and it was still classified, I went and looked it up and found a lot of it, pieces here, pieces there. Basically, you're going to have in cities just 18-wheelers waiting everywhere, full of spy robots, crowd control robots, killer robots. I mean, stuff that's got big spider legs, Gatling guns, nerve gas, tear gas. It'll pull up. It'll deploy 100 little drones that are all super inexpensive, but they can be weaponized as well. They'll fly into your house. This isn't Minority Report. This is here now. And they're going to milk all the cities and counties for millions and millions of dollars for these robots in the name of the bomb disposal squad and other just made-up stuff. I mean, even if bombings were real, statistically, you know, it's thousands of times less dangerous than your car. I mean, it's just all an excuse to take over society. The bomb disposal teams are a front for the total martial law rollout, and we got secret documents on video on the side of the highway from an FBI agent because he gave us the wrong documents at a checkpoint in 1998 in Belton, Texas, south of Waco. Mike Hansen was driving back from visiting family and saw an Army checkpoint, pulled over, and the police came over and just couldn't believe what was going on and said, how dare you even try to videotape this? And then the FBI showed up, and the FBI just said, here's what's going on. You've got your press release. Now get out of here. And it said restricted on it and was the whole takeover plan. I don't know what happened there. Was that on purpose or what is it? Those documents are on Infowars.com, scanned in. It's also in my film, The Takeover. We have screenshots of those documents. How the military is operating in every city. They're doing warrant service. They're merged with the police already. It's totally illegal, but it was done a long time ago covertly. It was done pre-9/11. And I've interviewed Marine Corps captains who went on into private sector and owned companies, computer companies, who've... We've interviewed and gave us a lot of intel that turned out to all be accurate and photos as well, where they were in the 80s SWAT teaming gun shops, Marines in plain clothes, in basically unmarked police uniforms, the raid jackets. So it's a long-term program. The country's already gone. I mean, let's just be honest about that. We've already been overrun by criminals, and they've got a takeover plan. And it doesn't include us in it. So let me just try to go over these headlines again. Record 20% of households on food stamps in 2013. Real unemployment's over 37%. Let's go to the next one. U.S. Army considers replacing thousands of troops with robots. The U.S. Army is studying whether robots could take the place of thousands of soldiers. And they say starting in just a couple years, that's why they're legalizing Google cars everywhere. This is an overwrite, a wiping of the disc, getting rid of humans. This is an abortion of humanity. At first the convoys now will be led by humans in the front and back. Just like I told you, in the future, you'll go on a 777 or an Airbus or whatever the aircraft is. You go on a Boeing 777 or go on a big Airbus. And you'll have a captain that's ceremonial and is there, but it's all remote control. It basically already is. And then they will then go in and basically say hi to the passengers and make you feel important. So the captain's going to be completely ceremonial. That's why pilots went public a month ago and said, we're having more crashes because pilots don't know how to fly anymore because they're letting the preset remote control run everything. So it's kind of like, you know, people knew how to add and subtract 20 years ago. I know I did. I didn't carry a calculator around with me, so I'd do it in my head or on paper. But now with an iPhone, I mean, it's literally made me stupid, and they admit it does. And the way I use it to look up data, it's made me smarter in some ways. The general public's not looking up factoids and info and tracking news with a handheld computer. They're being completely sucked into it, and it's directing their lives. So how's all this tied together? Record 20% of households on food stamps in 2013. U.S. Army considers replacing thousands of troops. And they go on and have quotes in here where the generals are saying they're going to have automated, autonomous robots driving the cars and fighting the wars, and that they're phasing it in. And there's no discussion even of, well, this allows centralized groups to have total control of a technocracy that ties into all the smart meters, all the smartphones. Imagine if Skynet wanted to take over. It wouldn't do it with big Terminator robots that come marching down the road. It would get rid of your jobs first. It would put computers in charge of all the mining, all the manufacturing first. It would dumb the public down. It would put chemicals in the water, chemicals in the food, biologicals in the food. It would slowly reduce humans down, isolate them, make it where humans are dependent on the centralized automated system that can then social engineer, because humans won't even know how to take care of themselves, and humans will accept the orderly extermination of the majority because it's going to be done in, again, a concentric ring, incrementalism out from the third world into the first world, with stage crises, biological releases, wars, you name it, with people giving up more liberty in the name of security, when actually it's a rope tightening around our collective necks, with the goal of reducing us down absolutely and top globalists. You know, the public numbers are going to kill 80% incrementally. Phase us out. That's because the 20% running it think they're going to be part of it. But you get higher level literature, it's 90%. And then you get up to the highest level literature and they just go, you know, humans are bad and a parasite. The universe would be better if there was none of us. So a select elite are going to merge with machines and blast off and you know, we'll colonize space. And that's basically the party orthodox doctrine of the globalists. There's different doctrines, but that's the main church. And that's their canon. That's their canons of law and systems. And, I mean, that's it. This is not my opinion. You're hearing absolute watered-down truth here. And because by watered-down, I cannot describe to you the evil of this studying it. You've got to go research this self. I mean, you've got to go look into this yourself, because I can hardly talk when I start really thinking about the fact that I'm living in all this. And I'm a man. I want to live. I want to go out and eat a steak. I want to go out and see a movie and laugh. I want to go fishing. I want love. I want passion. I want to have more kids. I want to be prosperous. But truly, the world as we know it is not going to exist, and they're going to kill everybody. Almost everyone listening to this, if they have their way, you're dead. Just like the 55 million babies and the 40 to 50 million abortions. You know, this is just humans. Don't even have the number down. You know, and we know all the baseball scores. We know all the soccer scores worldwide, but we don't know that it was 47,298,000 humans or whatever. No, we just, yeah, give or take 10 million. And yeah, it's 1.5 to 2 billion. You know, we're not sure how many have been killed in the last 50 years. It's billions. Yeah, it's just billions. And you got an attitude, yeah, there's people everywhere. There's too many of us. It's billions. You know, who cares? And the point is, they're setting up a world where we don't exist, and there's a revolution. But if you could punch up my computer, here's the Daily Mail. And they've got RoboCop ads, monster ads is what they call them, on both sides of the computer about RoboCop and how cool it is. But then right in front of it, it says, is 2014 the year your job will be taken by a robot? Job apocalypse. Set to strike as droids are trained to flip burgers or drinks and even look after our children. And here's the deal. You as a decision, you're going to figure this out later when it's probably too late. But you don't want to go in a bar where a robot's serving you. You don't want to go into a restaurant where there's no humans and you pick what you want and there's not even a waitress. You don't want to give support to any of this. Do you understand? In fact, I've envisioned the symbol of the resistance. It's like a caution sign with a human with a club, a man with a club with his wife and his children behind him, smashing a robot in. That is the symbol of the future. If we even have a chance against this with God's help, okay? It's not that I'm against technology. It's that it's being developed and deployed, weaponized and autonomous against us. With Skynet, in the Pentagon's own words, It's from the 70s, folks. The year I was born was when this report was written, 1974. Another report in 77. Skynet wired into everything with smart dust and RFID and everything, with all your appliances, your cars, everything run by it, everything actuaried. Agenda 21 to shut down all parts of the economy they don't control. People totally under globalist control. And you will take all the inoculations. You will take the sterilization. You will, so half your neighbors are dying of cancer. All you know is if you don't take, you know, the vaccine food rations they give you, that you won't get any more food. And then if you resist, they'll send by a robot SWAT team to kill you. And your neighbors aren't going to say anything, folks, because if you say anything about this in the future, it's going to be called sedition, thought crime. And, oh, the system's breaking down because all these people are fighting it. And look, you know, Mega City 9 just went down with the humans rioting. You know, we're sending in the Liberator Force to defend. You know, autonomous forces are taking out the humans. And I'm telling you, it's all coming. Man against machine, total war.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
If you're a baby boomer or senior, please listen closely to this important message. Politicians in Washington are quietly plotting to decrease your Social Security payments drastically, and they want to do it soon. In fact, despite rising prices at the gas pump, grocery store, and doctor's office, retirees have received a mere 1.3% annual increase to their Social Security checks. Meanwhile, food stamp recipients have seen their payouts increase over 30% under the Obama administration. That's shocking. So when we stumbled upon a weird trick that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security checks, we knew we had to share it with you. To get started, simply go to MyBenefits311.com. Yes, it's true. You can take simple steps that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security payouts. Newsmax says MyBenefits311.com is a critical resource for anyone over 50. Go to MyBenefits311.com now. That's MyBenefits311.com.
What's making Americans sick and fat? It's too many GMO foods and toxins, destroying our digestive systems, causing poor digestion and suppressed immune systems. A suppressed immune system prevents clear thinking and the ability to fight the corporate and big pharma agendas. Detox now with Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 liquid probiotic is wheat, dairy, and soy-free, gluten-free, and made with all non-GMO certified organic ingredients. Pro-EM1's power is based in good bacteria, live microbes, and all their metabolites, including vitamins, amino acids, and enzymes that support a healthy digestive system, suppress pathogens, and eliminate toxins. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
By the way, they only say that this job apocalypse is going to happen over the next few decades. No, it's going to happen in the next 5 years, the first big phases of it. Because they've learned psychologically, they always put it off into the future. Oh, in 2050, the military is going to have autonomous drones. They had autonomous drones 15, 20 years ago. Now they've got completely autonomous ones with names like Tyrannus. The British have got them. They've all got them. And so all these countries are racing to build it, but it's all been standardized. It all has back doors built by the technocrats, whether it's made in China, whether it's made in Thailand, whether it's made in Singapore, whether it's made in Austin, Texas, or whether it's made in the areas of the central areas of California, it's all globally standardized, and it's the ring of Sauron. All these lesser rings are given to everyone, the iPhones, the smart washing machines that you can turn on when you're away. And everybody thinks, oh, it's great, the smart meter. I can control my house from a distance. Yeah, and it can control what you do and track what you do and double charge you and all this other stuff. Bad people animate this. So there's the one ring that controls all the others. And we're all taking our own personal rings. Sauron is giving out billions of rings. And it's an incredible system. And there's good in the system as well. But that can be turned off at any time, this broadcast, Infowars.com. All of it is to be actuaried out, phased out, assimilated. I mean, the system doesn't care if you don't sell out. They just keep coming at you and coming at you and coming at you so nicely, so lovingly, wanting to be your friend, wanting to help you, wanting to give you everything you need. Make it so easy because they've already sold out. They've already given in to the spirit. It's a spirit. It's an idea. It's a mindset. And it is the end of humanity. And it is an abortion of humanity. And before they fully abort us, they're going to mutate us and make us ugly. So it's a self-fulfilling prophecy so that we accept our destruction. We have to accept our destruction and give up the life force, give up the animating contest so that we don't have the will to fight. When we raise our children, when we do the right thing, when we stay out of the system, we don't have the will, and we just give up. And then spiritually, they have the right then to come in and destroy us. Just saying, I resist, I see you, I know who you are, I don't accept you, you are death, you are a fraud, you are a liar, you are a dehumanizer, you are the author of everything ugly, you are a betrayer. That, just that decision in your heart sends shockwaves to the enemy spider web. But you have to decide what your prime directive is, what your main function is. Is it having a good time? Is it playing along with the system? Is it believing all this hype about fashion and the rest of it? Which is human, but they've twisted it into a false matrix while the real world around you is a prison being built. They're building the matrix around us. They say, oh, the Pentagon said in the 70s in that same report that I put in my book, that the final goal is we will live in hive mind sensory deprivation pods from birth to death, and there'll be no more pain, no more violence, no more war. We'll all just live in pods, the Matrix. You think the Wachowski brothers just came up with all that? I don't know if that's theoretically possible, but that's what the Pentagon said the goal is. Total peace. They're not going to put you in a pod. If they succeed and there's a couple million humans left and you've all done this and worked with the machine takeover, they're not going to stick you in a pod to live forever, okay? They're going to kill you. But it'll be painless when they jack you in. And that's what the Wachowski brothers put in their last movie, where the clones think they're going to go, you know, become free, and they're really just killing them. I mean, I'm telling you, folks, I choose to not be a clone. I choose to not be a biological android. I choose free will, and I choose to resist this genetic overwrite of humanity by the devil himself.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your ProPure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.